From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The civil class action lawsuit spearheaded by State Representative David Gallegos to return all New Mexico students back into the classrooms for the second semester failed. The ruling was made by federal judge James Browning on Friday. Gallegos now will meet with his attorneys and figure out what their next move will be.
I know that Blair and Jared and I are going to have a meeting tomorrow morning to see what we do next, because I know we're going to have to come up with around $7,500 to go ahead and file with the U.S. Supreme Court. I still think the premise is there, but it's like I'm not done fighting yet.
The Lee County Sheriff's Office recently received a $35,000 check from Chevron. The donation will be used to purchase a canine equipment, as well as road and public safety equipment for the Lee County Sheriff's Office and the Lee County Drug Task Force. Eddy County Sheriff Mark Cage reports that on December 15th and 16th, a multi-agency team executed numerous felony arrest warrants in Eddy County and took seven felons off the streets. The persons who were arrested included criminal acts of violence, firearms trafficking, and narcotics trafficking committed in Eddy County. The multi-agency team involved in this operation included the Eddy County Sheriff's Office Violent Crime Suppression Team, the Pecos Valley Drug Task Force, and multiple federal agents. 22-year-old Victor Ivan Barón of Raza, who led police on a high-speed chase in May, which ended with him crashing a stolen pickup into a fuel pump and causing an explosion outside a gas station in South Raza, received suspended sentences on four criminal counts in three separate cases. According to 5th Judicial District Court records, Barón received a total of 4.5 years incarceration, all suspended, and to be served on supervised probation with adult probation and parole. Each of the four sentences, though, are 18 months long. A Midland man who was supposedly breaking into a Midland woman's car early Friday morning was shot by the car's owner and died. 36-year-old Adron Roberts died at the scene, that according to Midland police. According to reports, the woman told police that she had gone to her vehicle and found a man inside without her consent who was stealing items from her car. The investigation continues. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.